Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about what happens to the spirit when it goes to sleep. You know, it should be mentioned here that even though we human beings have progressed quite considerably as far as science and knowledge are concerned, there are many mysteries to the universe that, you know, science and human knowledge still hasn't quite come to grasp with and still hasn't come to a satisfactory answer to. You know, first of all, like, why do we sleep? First of all, what happens when we sleep? What happens to the soul? What happens to the spirit or consciousness, whatever you want to call it, during sleep? These are things that, you know, science really hasn't come to a proper understanding of. You know, they mention certain things, oh, we need sleep. You know, the body rejuvenates itself and these kind of things. But these are simply the effects of what happens during sleep. You know, they kind of divide sleep. We dream when we sleep. They divide dreams into all these different categories, lucid dreams, non-lucid dreams. But really what happens, this is something that, you know, only revelation and those people who are connected to revelation, you know, such as our A'imma alayhi salam, they have a proper grasp of. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam kind of alludes to what happens and occurs to the soul, to the spirit, the ruh, when a human being sleeps. It's interesting to note that this is actually a response to a question that one of the companions of the Imam asked him. The Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a famous companion named Abu Basir. Probably many of you have heard of him. He was blind, and Imam Sadiq was asked by his companion Abu Basir whether the spirit remains with the body during sleep or leaves it. In his response, the Imam, he gave a reply in which he compares the spirit to the sun. The Imam says, "No, Abu Basir, verily, if the spirit were to leave the body, it would never again return to it." Right? Meaning, the spirit leaving the body is tantamount to death. And we know that once a person dies, it's impossible for this. The spirit doesn't return to the body after death. So how is it? What occurs? The Imam says, it is actually like the sun that is fixed in its place in the center of the sky, right? Yet its rays extend out to the earth. So the Imam kind of compares the earth to the body and the spirit to the sun. And just like the sun is kind of connected to the earth through its ray, which it casts onto the face of the earth, right? Similarly, the spirit during sleep, it disconnects from the body, but it's somehow connected to it in some way. Now, what that way is, the Imam kind of doesn't elucidate on it, perhaps because it would be impossible for us to understand exactly what goes on in this time. So the answer to the person is that basically it remains connected to the body, not completely disconnected from it. Nevertheless, it's not in the body or connected to it as it was during wakefulness. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Qadim alayhi salam says, when a man sleeps, the animal spirit within him remains with his body, and that which leaves it is the rational spirit. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at what occurs during sleep for the spirit in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.